Mad Marv's notebook. You gonna go our way?
Craig Stepp, look what I found. Hello.
Have we confused you yet, Dog Days listener? We're at Dragon Con at the beer house across from our hotel.
The Diet Beer House.
Diet Beer House. I was never good with German pronouns. Diet Beer House. That's the way Craig had it in the chat. Der Beer Garden. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And I think I might have offended the lady who was giving us drinks earlier. This is October 28th. We are in Atlanta.
August.
He keeps saying.
But it's Oktoberfest.
Okay. No, not yet. Next
month. See, I still can't keep track, and it's even worse when we've been drinking.
It's because October, it should be the eighth month.
Unlike Michael Butler, we don't drink eight beers. We drink one beer the size of eight beers.
Hey, we drink eight beers all at once.
Right, that's what we just did. Like a liter and a half. So, welcome. Welcome. This is Chuck Tomasi, Freestyle, ChuckChat.com, DogDaysOfPodcasting.com. Wow. August 28th. That's why Donna is here. She's the least sober of us all. No, least.
Other way around.
Inebriated. Sober.
No.
Least sober?
I'm only four in.
No, I must be. I only had half a liter.
I hope you all can hear this. This is completely pointless.
Most sober.
We made it to Atlanta.
Various degrees of sobriety.
None of which are non-trivial. And I am happy to be here because I am out of retirement mode. My brain has been dwelling on things. Even this morning when we got started back in Phoenix, I was sending thank you notes for the gifts that were given and for letting me be in Santa Clara, but I have shifted into Dragon Con mode. I'm really happy to be here. We've got Crazy Joe at the table. We've got my wife, Donna. You've already heard from Mad Marv. You've already heard from Craig. We were hoping Gary would show up.
Gary who?
Gary doesn't have a podcast, but Gary, we know Gary. He's listening.
He has a podcast. He's the podcast junkie now.
He is a podcast junkie. Real quick, if I go into the flashback machine to August 16th, we had our penultimate community team meeting. And they were going on and on about the events that were coming up this fall, who is going where, and starting to plan the big conference next spring. And this is what it started to get to me. Like, there's only 3 weeks left before I retire. Spoiler alert, in real time, it's 9 days. And I have about 3 working days left. Not that anything's going to get done on Wednesday and Thursday next week, but I don't know if I'll be podcasting at that point.
Spoiler alert, not soon enough.
I am going to miss them, and I am going to be thinking about them as they go on to their conference in India and then the conferences around the world, different people going in different directions. There was some discussion about a partial team get-together when I go to Santa Clara on the 27th. Spoiler alert, that was yesterday. They had a big dinner, and I really, really wish I could have joined them for that. It was kind of a hot pot / Korean barbecue thing. Lots of food, lots of wonderful time, but the last flight I could find out last night was 7 p.m., and obviously I had to get to Dragon Con, so I could not be with them. Very sorry I missed that get-together with my team. I really, really looked at other flights, but there was no way I could have stuck around for that and still made that out to Dragon Con. And since Dragon Con came first, well, that won. But still had a wonderful time yesterday with my teammates. But again, my brain is not in retirement mode, not in work mode. I am in
alcohol mode.
Dragon Con mode.
I'm sorry.
Not alcohol mode. Craig is in alcohol mode. But I'm going to keep this one short. We made it. We're having a good time. We're looking forward to it. We'll pick up badges tomorrow. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. And karaoke at 10 p.m. in Galleria 7 in the Hilton. That's going to be a load of fun. Donna and I made it safely. We had a wonderful flight. Direct flight from Phoenix to Atlanta. No major issues. We just sat in the way back. So by the time we got off the phone, got off the plane, and then got to the baggage claim, the bags were already out and ours were there. So it was like no wait. But it was kind of weird because they only had one entrance and exit to this thing. So we picked up our bags and then we started walking out and we were, oh, we can't get out this way. So we had to backtrack a little bit. Recharge the MARTA cards. After 15 years, I'm finally good at that. Because every time I walk up to those MARTA machines, I'll put my card in, I'll put my credit card in, and it says, oh, you did it wrong, and try this again. And 4 or 5 attempts later, I might have a MARTA card that works. So got it down to almost a science this time. For something you do once a year, it's hard to remember stuff like that. Wait a minute. Nope, that's all the stuff I have for today. I will give you an update tomorrow about... we got... Tomorrow is going to be the 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd. I got a few days to cover. But until then, I'm going to keep it short.
Wait. What? You have to get a quote from all of us?
And wait. Yeah. Yes. We have one more quote. What do we do, Joe?
Keep wearing those pajamas.
Keep wearing those pajamas. Keep wearing those pajamas.
You guys are singing it?
No, we're not going to sing it.
Okay.
All right. From Der Beer Garten in Atlanta, Georgia. Signing off. Everybody, take care. Stay safe. And know that I love you. 101. That's the other podcast. 101.